So we were discussing about the avatars, the descent of life principle. And we talked about Krishna avatara. And I explained to you that a descent means your life changing because of the descent of knowledge. Then for 5 years you do go to a college and become an engineer. What happened? The knowledge of engineering descended in you. How do you know it? By the problems you face. What are the problems? The examinations. Clear? So whenever you face an examination, what does it mean? You are being tested how far you could receive the descent of knowledge. The descent of knowledge occurs in 10 planes. The first descent is blood circulation, Matsyavatara, the heart. The moment you are born, the heart starts beating. And when does it stop? That is Matsyavatara. And next, Kurma Avatara. Well, the blood is circulating in your body, that means you are alive. But now, when you are alive, you have to decide what type of actions you have to do. You can't do everything. You get educated in the society or through the society to do certain types of work. Is it not? That is what I call the education. And when you are in this period of education, you need not earn. Your parents give you everything. Whether it takes 18 years or 19 years or whatever it is. It is the parents who give money as well as food money to pay the fees for the books, for the food, and of course, also for other silly activity of yours. And we demand it, not knowing that you have no right to demand it. Any parent can very easily say, why should I pay? And he is gone, humpacked. But that is the culture, that is the education we have done. In foreign countries they say, get out. The moment he is in high school, he says out. But it is only in India, our samskaras, that the parents push the child, even if he is a postgraduate, till he gets a job. I am not criticizing it. I am not saying that you follow what the Westerns are doing. You understand your greatness. And I want the children to know that greatness first. That you have not been knocked out the moment you have passed the 10th class. It's your luck that you are born in India. Don't say it would have been very great if you had born as an American. You go to America, it's okay, it doesn't matter. So this education phase is what is known as the mandhana. What mandhana? The samudra mandhana. Mudra means seal also. Mudradhikaramu. It means a seal. Samudra means with seal. Now you have a mudra of an engineer. Samudra. You have a mudra of being a doctor. Is it not? Now you understand what mudra is? How did you get it? Because it churned the ocean of knowledge, that is milk. Are you churning the ocean of milk, knowledge? No. You are just remembering certain things and getting the mudra. But actually what should it be? You should churn it. And when you churn it, two things happen. First, the impurities come out. The visha, the halahala comes out. And later, the amruta comes out. And majority of the youth nowadays are facing the hala-hala of education because they have not churned properly. And what is this avatar? Vara. Huh? Kurma. Matsya Kurma. So, what is Kurma? The basis. The Mula Adhara. So, you should know the basis of your education. And when I say education, I am not talking about this education. I am talking about the education of the life principle, which is present, imprisoned in your Muladhara, what is known as the Kundalini power, the imprisoned power. So you should have a knowledge about it, the basics of it, knowledge of the Kundalini, that is Kurma. And once you have the Kurma, what happens? The knowledge comes, the intelligence comes, the Varaha comes, the good day comes, the nice days come. Varaha also means not only a boar, it also means good day, aha day, vara means good. So when you can churn it properly, your days become good. Then what happens? After Varaha Avatara, Narsimha Avatara. If you are an animal, and majority of the Jains in intelligence are animals in nature. They may have knowledge, but their use of knowledge is for only four things. Ahara, Nidra, Bhaya, or Maidhana. The animal instincts must be converted into the human instincts. And today or any time, the human instinct is always has an axis around money, Hiranyaksha. Or you won't do it anything until you see money, Hiranyakashyapa. We have to remove them. Hiranyaksha has to be removed. The Hiranyakashyapa has to be removed. That means your way of life should not be dominated by these four, ahara. Another three. Maithuna goes still lower center. Nidra, when you don't use any center at all, you are unconscious. And fear, the adrenals. The fear complex, the flight or fight response is controlled by the adrenals, Swadhisthana, the kidney centers. So you should go beyond them. And when you go beyond it, you cross this barrier, the gadapa, the threshold. From this barrier of a particular muscle there, for many yogis it is known as the life muscle. And do you know, just around that life muscle of the liver and the spleen, the most important engines in our body, the liver and the spleen. So the entire yoga is based on a profound knowledge of anatomy. But not only they know the physical anatomy, they know also the spiritual part, the life part of the anatomy. And pranayama is the only way in which this muscle can work. The diaphragm works only when you breathe. No other technique puts the diaphragmatic muscle into use. And when you are using the diaphragm, what is happening? You are on the threshold of consciousness. Which consciousness? Divine consciousness. That is Narasimha Avatara. Utilizing of this muscle. And now, after the Narasimha Avatara comes a group of consciousness. What is known as the Vamana and the three Ramas. Parashurama, Rama and Balarama. And all this occurs in the heart. And literally it happens in the heart. When I say it is the heart, it means the heart and nothing else. Unfortunately, we don't know how to utilize the heart. Even though you know that it is the function of the heart which gives life to the brain. If there is no blood flow to the brain, your brain is useless. And what are the four characteristics of the heart and the brain? And the brain also has got four parts, just like a heart. The frontal one, the back one, and the side two. And we criticize the yogis that they don't know anything, and we don't know the link between the heart and the brain and the four chambers of the brain and the four quarters of the brain. Even though we know that without the blood circulation, the brain is useless. The 4:4 ratio. So here you have the four: Vamana, Parashurama, Rama, and Balarama, the four chambers of the heart. Consciousness chambers. Not the physical chambers. Not the physical chambers. All of us physically have the same structure. Is it not? The colors and the shape may vary. But actually the structure is the same. The same bones and almost the same number of bones. 206. The same type of tongue. The same type of heart. If not, if all our bodies are not similar, then the problem comes to the surgeon. But we know, even though the bodies are similar, the desires and thoughts are not similar. That is the jump which yogis should do and know. And all these practices which I am telling you, from right from Atma Bodha to Tattva Bodha, is this jump into your desire world and world of thoughts. What in education you are taught is something which the society wants. You are a tool of the society. And it is good. I am not saying you should not be a tool. You are a part of the society. But your education is restricted only to that education which is useful to the society. And just now you have accepted that your desires and thoughts may be at complete variance with the society. Then what to do? How to get knowledge? That is where these four conscious states help. Vamana, Parashurama, the Rama and the Balarama aspect. And if you can link it with the divisions which the yogis give to the mind, Mano, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankara, you can relate these four avatars with the four states of consciousness. Again, a new homework. Manas, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankara, Vamana, Parashurama, Rama and Balarama. Who are they? Your homework is increasing. But do it. When I come next time, I hope we will make it a higher level of the class. If you do this homework, we can certainly go to the higher levels. If not, it is easy for me. I will just repeat these things. And that is where a teacher likes a student who doesn't read. Because I can go on telling the same thing and be a guru still. If you learn fast, I have to learn something else. And if you are a good student, at least you give some rest to the teacher. How? By not doing your homework. But if you are really a good student, you do your homework. What is the first homework again? A hotel is converted into a hospital, and not normal hospital, super speciality hospital. Now, the same thing I want for two more bodies, the pranamaya kosha and the manomaya kosha. And don't say, is it? You do tell something and say, is it? I won't answer it, I will keep quiet. You have to submit the proof or logic why you are saying it. I am very clear that because by eating foodstuffs in hotels, we have spoiled the physical body. Therefore, the source which spoiled your physical body is now also trying to correct your physical body. The hotel has become a hospital. A very, very yogic logic. It is the logic of a yogi. Utilize the same logic for the other two. And now one more. What is it? The four? Manas, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankara, Vamana, Parashurama, Rama and Balarama. And now when these four states of consciousness, that means you have mastered your heart, something happens that is known as the dawn of understanding. First time you will understand that you are living. You may wonder about this sentence, but a little introspection shows that you don't know that you are living. You have never thought that you are living. You are just vegetating. You are just wasting your time. You don't know what life wants out of you. The yogis say that. They are very specific and very harsh. They say, this physical body is a wonderful machine, a miracle of nature. Even the greatest computer cannot compete it. And all scientific instruments are based on what the scientists could see in the human body. And remember, no machine can be built which does not have a basis on human body. Every experiment, every research is always based on human body. If you will get a medicine for cancer, it is also because the human body has cancer. If not, you will not work for it. Am I clear about it? I'm talking about the physical body's greatness. And then can you imagine the greatness of your desire body? Of your mental body? Highly unfortunate, you don't even know that your desires are because of your desire body. What is known as the vitality, the pranamaya kosha. You don't know that you are thinking because you have a mental body. It's somehow the reaction from the mind is stopped. That means if your brain becomes unconscious, the mind does not work. Because brain is the instrument for mind. What we say, coma. So what you think about brain is nothing but an instrument of your mind. And that mind has four levels. Manas, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankara. And we don't know anything about all these things. Psychology is just touching the outskirts of mind, because whatever psychology has learned is because of a diseased condition of brain or mind. The data which we have now about the mind is because of the analysis which the doctors have obtained, the psychologists have obtained, from studying a diseased brain and a diseased mind. And how can you take it as a guarantee? What should be your guarantee? A healthy analysis of a healthy mind. And that is what exactly is yoga. Yoga is going inside the healthy mind, into the antahkarana, they say. Mano, buddhi, chitta and ahankara is known as the antahkarana. The instruments of going inside you. And that is why a yogi cannot give you a physical experience, because you are using inner instruments. And these inner instruments, how to use it, is the four avatars. The Vamana avatara, the Parashurama avatara, if you read it in this way, you can understand it. The Rama avatara and the Balarama avatara. Balarama was born before Krishna, elder brother of Krishna. And the hint I may give, that Lakshmana was bored by Rama. So he said that in next birth I want to be the elder brother. Is it not? Always serving the elder brother, what nonsense. And that man fights that man and this man, and I have to stay awake for 14 years. No. Next birth I be the elder brother and you be the younger brother. What does this mean? You try to understand. He will give a clue. So every incident, every thought current, or thought quanta, if I can say, using the modern terminology of science, has a great depth in understanding the manas, the buddhi, the chitta and the ahankara. Now, after Balarama comes Krishna. And this Krishna is like the diaphragm. The diaphragm is a barrier between the lower mind and the upper mind. Below the diaphragm, you have the animal instincts, including the bhaya also, the gonads, what I mean, the above kidney gland or glands, they are below the diaphragm. Ahara, below the diaphragm. And nidra also comes because of the below the diaphragm activity. You eat well, you get good sleep. And your quality of sleep is always linked with what you eat and how you eat and how much you eat. And that is why I have asked you, take lunch a bit less so that you will not enter into sleep. So many students come to me and say when they open the textbooks, they feel asleep because they eat more. It is not the books which give them sleep, it is the food which gives them sleep. And if you say reading is a food for the mind, I don't mind it. So this Krishna consciousness has two instruments in his hands, and he has never used those two instruments together. One is the murali and the other is the discus. When he uses the murali, he never uses the chakra. And when he started using chakra, he forgot to use murali. There is a hint there about the diaphragm. The right side of the diaphragm and the left side of the diaphragm, the ida and the pingala, the murali and the chakra. So whatever it is, what Narasimhavatara is for the lower man, Krishna is for the divine man, the barrier. That is where, very scientifically, Sri Aurobindo has said, Krishna comes from the overmind, the barrier to the supermind. And when I say barrier, don't take it as a barrier. It is an obstruction so that the highly charged descent is stopped. Because if you get an overflow of current, and if your body or the conductor is not strong enough to bear it, what will happen? The conductor burns. So this barrier is a natural barrier for your protection. And the only way you can transcend this protection and yet be safe is Karishye Vachanam Tava. If you have the audacity, the devil dareness of saying that whatever you say I do, if I like it or not, it doesn't matter. It is not my desire, my ahankara. No. I will do whatever you say, I will do it. Karishye vachanam tava. But before you can say that, something must happen. Nashto mohaha. Your illusion that you are the body must go. Even though logically you understand that you are the body, even then you cannot separate your consciousness except when you are asleep, that you are not the body. And unfortunately, when you are asleep, you are not aware of the body. So if you can sleep in such a way where you are literally sleeping, but you are aware of the three bodies, you are aware of the thoughts, you are aware of the desires, you are aware of the physical activities, actions. So that is what the Krishna consciousness gives you, imparts you. So actually, it doesn't give you anything. It takes away everything from you. But it takes away everything from you what you don't want it. What is not good for you? Your ego, your thoughts, your desires, and of course your actions done through the physical body. What is known as the Nishkama Karma Yoga, the desireless activity, and of course being aware of these three bodies but not using them. And when this happens, two things fuse. Just as here, there was a fusion of two things. What is the fusion of these things? Animal, simha, and human body. Similarly here, two things fuse. The brain crossing the diaphragm and fusing with the anahata chakra, the vamana. You remember what you are understanding what I am telling? From here, from the Narasimha Avatara, there is a fusion. The lower mind trying to reach the higher mind, but the higher mind naturally is a vamana, angushta matra, a very small one, but naturally more powerful than the lion. Similarly, a fusion occurs here, just like here. You can say it a glorified diaphragm, your brain. And when I say this word, I am using it very scientifically. If you know the actions of the diaphragm, and just below the diaphragm you have two lobes, the liver and the spleen. Just similarly here, here in the right hemisphere. And these two have to be fused with something higher than Krishna. And this fusion first of these lobes is known as the Buddha Avatara. Just before the Kalki Avatara. The Krishna consciousness should be linked up with the Buddha consciousness. And though out of turn and out of the way, let me tell you one thing. There are certain stages in evolution which are known as initiations, diksha. We have forgotten about that. A guru giving a mantra is not a diksha. Toward talking about Kundalini and some XYZ saying that I am giving you the diksha is not a diksha. It is not yogic diksha. This is only a guru-sishya personal relationship. You have a guru and you are a disciple. Nobody else is worried what happens. The guru is worried about the disciple and the disciple is worried about the guru. The guru-sishya relationship is a one-to-one relationship. Even though there may be a number of disciples, but each disciple has a one-to-one relationship, just as in our classroom. Even though you attempt and read together, actually when you give the examination, the marking is one-to-one relationship. So the guru-sishya relationship is a one-to-one relationship. The intellect the intelligence, the brain is always a one-to-one relationship. But when you go together, it is not the intelligence which is important, it is the love which is important. And now this intelligence, Buddha, has to be joined with the love of a Christ. And for initiation, Buddha has to wait till Christ was born. And he ascended to the crucifixion. And together Krishna and Buddha were initiated to a higher level by the same Guru. I'm not going to explain this because I don't have a time, but you should know this truth so that the religious barriers at least doesn't exist for you. So it is a combination of Buddha and Christ, wisdom and knowledge which is now required. Sorry, wisdom and love, not knowledge. Buddha is wisdom, Christ is love. This is the Narasimha, the lion and the human. But magnified many, many, many times. And in spiritualism, the Hindus should know this. And that was one of the reasons why Christianity has to come to India. And even now we are facing that problem. The papers are full of that. The conversion factor. I don't know whether the conversion is right or wrong. But I know that Buddha must meet Christ. And together they should play the role of what Narasimhatara played for the animal man to become the four. Vamana, Parashurama, Rama and Balarama. That's another homework. So when things are happening in nature and the conversions are being made, probably the intellectuals, if they can sit and study all these things, what I am telling, because one man talking about this will not help. But if a group of us can understand this factor, that Buddha and Christ have to be jumped upon, to be overlooked upon, to be crossed over, just as you have crossed over the Narasimha Avatara, then you can understand Sri Aurobindo saying about the revolt, that it is not the revolt against the British Raj that I am doing it. The depth of his words you should understand when you understand this. And this he has not mentioned in his books. Then what to do? You integrate your knowledge. You read it from elsewhere, and what I am now telling it, you will get from 24 books of Jwala Kul Maharshi. And if you can look for it, you get all the 24 books in a CD. Another homework. Where to look and where to get the CD? And those who have it, don't proclaim it. All the 24 books if you read. He has already proclaimed it. All the 24 books are there with him. Once there were free downloads in the website, but it seems that now they have. Okay, na? So it is netnews.org. That's the website where you have a free download of all these books about which I am talking. About 70% of what I speak is from those 24 books. And the rest 30 is from all the gurus. From all the gurus, right from time immemorial. So those books are so important. They will talk about initiation. They will talk about love. And never they said God is wisdom and knowledge. They always said God is love. So this Narasimha of love and wisdom should penetrate our consciousness. Then you will jump from Krishna consciousness to Kalki consciousness. And that is why in some of the books, Buddha is not referred as an avatara. The real avatara is the combination of Buddha and Christ. Just as Narasimha is a combination of a man and lion. That's why many times you don't take Buddha as an avatara. And you may take it also because half of it means half of the battle is won. So whatever it is, now you understand what Kalki avatara is. Kalki avatara cannot descend below the intellectual levels. He cannot. Then what we can do, just as the gurus say, collectively if you can understand this, if you have a collective approach, the Kalki avatara can manifest and the dream of heaven on earth happens. And don't think that it is a utopia and it can't be achieved. It is already great work is being done by Nobel Prize winning doctors and scientists. It is already on since 2000. The Rama Rajya, the man about whom I told you, who worked with the human body and Vedas, physiology and Vedas, he is now the Rama for this level of consciousness. And they have their own money exchange, the Rama Mudra. And all this is grouped not by fools, not by superstitious people, but those who are Nobel laureates. All of them who are working under the guidance of Mahesh Yogi are Nobel Prize winners. And we with our little intellect discuss and ignore this truth. Why I am telling this is, many youngsters, they think they know everything and say, I won't do this, I won't do this. When you don't know, you accept the seniors. And when they say it is good, do it. And when I say juniors and youngsters, I don't mean the age factor. I am talking about the consciousness factor. If you are aged and white-headed, but you think like a child, you should be taken to task. Now you don't question the superiors. You try to understand what they are telling, and when they, all of them together, they are working for Rama Rajya since 2000, already 5 years are over. And that is my guarantee when I say by 2011, what now I am telling will become an accepted fact. What I want is, will you be the cause for that accepted fact, or some others will be the cause for that accepted fact and you become the followers. In the end, all of us have to go in the same way. The only choice you are given in these 3 years is, can you be the leader or a follower? You decide it. I want to be the leader. I have decided. And that's why these classes. Because all this I told, because someone has asked me about how you came into these lines and can you tell me? That is the answer. I want to become the leader. And the time is up. Only 3 years. And remember, you have not lost any time. You have entered the correct time, because yoga says within a year you can reach all these states. Within a year. Right from Matsyavatara to the Krishna consciousness and later to the Buddha and Christ and Narasimha avatara, you can reach all these states within a year. But if you can study well, not just coming to the class and then forgetting it, and when I come again next time, oh no, no, I can't come, he will question me. If you fear my questionings, how can you learn? But be sure, if you don't come also, I have asked you to take your phone numbers and I will contact you there also. I will not leave you. No, until you run away from me. I can't catch a man who is running away from me. But even if you show a simple interest, and follow what I say. 1 year is enough. You will become world leaders. And if you don't want to become a world leader, this is the chance. You run away from me. You need not even hear what I say. But again and again I warn, if you miss this chance, the latter you will certainly say, an opportunity was given, I have missed. And that tears which comes from you of a missed opportunity, you cannot understand, because that opportunity is gone forever and forever. The change of consciousness from humanity to divine is not a joke. And it never happens every time. When a ordinary examination, you can face it March, September, it doesn't matter. But this examination comes once in the evolutionary time, when an evolution from mineral a human body is developed, human consciousness is developed, and it enters into the divinity. When will it happen again? Only when this complete earth is dissolved, again a new kingdom comes, a new solar system comes, again the earth grows, the minerals grow, the plant grow, the animal grows, and then the human kingdom comes, and then you will get this chance. So this opportunity is being offered to you because of your past actions. Don't think that you are here because you have decided it. You were pulled to this place because of the evolutionary forces. But your karmic forces hinder it. And there the Yajna Purusha helps. The Kalki Avatara helps. So, the real name given to Kalki Avatara is Yajna. Sacrifice. Yajna Purusha. And this Yajna Purusha is extolled in Purusha Sukta. How they sacrificed themselves. They means the divinities, the gods. Devan bhavyata neva, te deva bhavayantuvah, parasparam bhavayantah, shreya paramavapsadha. You should work together. The devas and the humans must face the asura of materialism together. It is a fight that is now going on. And here, you should decide with which side you will fight. And it was not the first time that such a chance is given. Dasharatha fought with devas. Arjuna fought with devas. You know the story of it. And now we are going to repeat the same thing. And you always remember that fighting is not a continuous process. Fighting happens only once. That is why I am giving and saying that this is an opportunity of a lifetime. The fighting is going on. To whom do you vote? To materialism? Okay. There is no question of talking anything. But if you want to fight along with devas, you have to know what yajna is. Yajna yajna mayajanta devaha tani dharman nyasam mahimanam sachanta. That is why I ask you to start a daily yajna ritual in your places. In every home should have a yajna kunda. And this yajna kunda consists of 12 bricks. And you remember that every brick is a Gayatri mantra. And here, Shirdi Sai is an exemplary example. He always carried a brick. And now I am going to give you 12 bricks. Not one brick. You carry 12 bricks with you in your house. Nilima. And I call it as the Guru Sthana. And remember that every brick is a Gayatri mantra, because every brick has 12 right angles. Right angle means correct angle, 90 degrees angle. And why a correct angle? An animal has its vertebra like this, and a human being has a vertebra. What is the angle formed? Right. If you know it, if you can use it, it is known as a right angle, the correct angle, because you overcome animal nature, a right angle. And how to do that? How to utilize your vertebrae, your backbone? There the asanas play a very dominant role. Very dominant role. I can't tell you now how to utilize your vertebrae as an ajna, but you do the asanas, and maybe someday when I come, and if you are regular enough, you should be regular enough for doing this, then only you can fight the devas. It is not just by wishing that you can fight along with devas, shoulder to shoulder. You should know all this and then put it into practice by using the bricks. And there is a cult which is known as Freemasonry. And a beautiful novel has been given by Da Vinci Code. I am forgetting the name of the writer.
Dan Brown.
And he in it talked about these truths. And in the introduction he has written very clearly that whatever I have written in this is true. Only the situations I imagine. Because to give the truth, he has to imagine a situation. But the truths are very, very real. And when I talk about this brick, and Siddhi Sai carrying that brick, and when I say that this organization existed 1000 years before Lord Krishna's existence, and Sri Krishna was a member of that organization, Newton was a member of that organization, and all American presidents are a member of that organization. The country which is now leading the world is because many of her past presidents were Freemasons, the Yajna Purushas. So you learn that with those 12 bricks, because what exactly this sacrifice, the Yajna Purusha or divinity does is, Kalosmi Loka Chayakrat Pravruddho. I am time. That is what Krishna says. So actually what yajna is? Controlling time. And when the time knocks, and when the time comes, impossibilities become a possibility. That is what is going to happen in these 3 years. And you always remember, it is not that all fight. Only a few chosen people fight. And whenever you want to learn this infinity, that means when you choose infinity, infinity is a consciousness of vast period of time. Indirectly, what does it mean? You are chosen by the infinity. So when we are talking all these things, you don't think that it is just a yoga class that is being conducted. No. To teach yoga, there are many better people than me. But this, I don't think anyone else will tell you. Maybe in future people will come and tell you. So somebody has asked me, what is your RK mission? Mission RK. This is my mission. This is my mission. And this mission is a very limited time machine. The mission exists only for 3 or 4 years. The war is only for 2 or 3 years. And if you say, I don't have time, I will fight it, you can't fight it. But you can enjoy the results. Maybe you are not with Mahatma Gandhi. Maybe your parents did not help Mahatma Gandhi. But still, the few people who fought along with Mahatma Gandhi gave you freedom. And this freedom continues life after life. But you can never say that you got freedom because of my forefathers. Is it not? If you don't fight. So, another chance you are going to get is, your children can say that this Ramarajya, this heaven on earth was because my parents fought. This is again an opportunity you are being given. And if you are young enough, it is an opportunity of a lifetime to understand this, understand the instruments with which you fight, and use it. So this Kalki Avatara has only one instrument, sacrifice. And all fighting is a sacrifice, is it not? They sacrifice many people, their lives, their monies, their children in the war. But here, this time, you have going to lose nothing physically. The only thing you may lose, may also, is your ego. That is the only thing which you will lose, your ego, your ahankara. And again in that case, the life of Siddhi Sai is the best example. He never said, I am doing it. He said, Allah Malik. Karishye vachanam tava. That is the attitude which you should learn. But when I say karishye vachanam tava and live a normal life, a self-centered life, a life where your desires dominate, your misguided intellect dominates, then it is only a lip service. Many people ask me, then how am I to know that I am being guided by the divinity? If you can sacrifice everything, you are guided by divinity. And if you have not sacrificed anything, you are guided by an asura, a pishacha, a rakshasa. Very clearly you should know the difference between these three, the asura, the pishacha and the rakshasa. But I am not going to explain this because I am not at all interested by these foolish personalities. I want the divine personalities. So why should you learn about these negative aspects? You just know that they exist. So that when they come, you may recognize them. By their selfishness. By their violence. By the inappropriate way of thinking. Now, back to the Yajna Purusha, we use 12 bricks placed in a particular order. 6 below, you have it?
Yes.
It's legal. And now, when these bricks are being placed, Here you keep it. So that, now, you remember I am talking about Kalki Avatara, and this is his instrument. Just as Rama used a bow, Krishna used a chakra, the Kalki Avatara is using this. If you know how to use it, what is it? You have 6 bricks below and 6 bricks above. And remember, I am talking about a brick used by Siddhi Sai, who is a part of an organization which existed 1000 years before Christ, before Krishna. And it is known as Freemasonry. The name of that organization is Freemasonry. And if you want to know the great persons, the great historical people who are involved in this masonry, you read that novel, Da Vinci Code. You know what is this? This is what gives you a control about time. We are going to control time. Kalosmi lokachayakrut pravruddho. That is what Lord Krishna said. Akhyahimeko bhavanugra rupo. When Arjuna saw the violent, fearful form, the cosmic form, he was afraid. Arjuna being afraid, you understand that aspect. A hero who could fight Lord Shiva, he was afraid to see that form, the cosmic form. Akhya himeko. Akhya means, please tell me. Ajanata mahimanam tavedam, he Krishna, he Yadava, he Saketi. Not knowing your greatness, I call you he Yadava. Ajanata mahimanam tavedam, he Krishna. Why? Because he was personified time. And this is a personified time consciousness, if you know how to use it. That is what I have told you yesterday about the five lamps and the... You should make a practice and know all those fivefold in nature, physically. You have that? You understand what I am talking about? You have to read it well and practice it. It is not enough by taking the study material. It is a study material. You study it, and whenever you light this every day, and you should do it every day, the process is very simple. Keep these 12 like that. Light the 5, what should we say, deepaks. Put 5 agarbattis. And just remember those 5. You know what I am talking about? About the Bali Vaishya. Here it is. That is page 36. Page 36, Bali Vaishya, the 5 Mahayagnas. I told you about the Brahma, Deva, Rishi, Nara, Bhuta Yagnas. And not only that, they have the 5 points for body health. Sattvic, limited and well-chosen food. You forget about the sattvic aspect. Because we don't know what sattvic food is. We have a misnomer. A sattvic is a food which is prasada. Even though it is a degenerated dog's body. You know the examples in the guru's life? Vira Brahman and etc. Vira Brahmendra Swami. He asks his disciples to eat the flesh of a dog's flesh which was dead. God only knows when. Nobody eats it. He eats it. But that doesn't mean that you should start eating all these. I am just telling you, sattvika is a food that is taken as a prasada. So you were thinking about sattvika food, that milk is sattvic and wine is not sattvic. I don't know, because in Lalita Sahasranama we call it Varuni Madhavihvala. And if you are a devotee of Lalita, then what you should become? Madhavihvala. How? By drinking Varuni. And Varuni. So about the sattvic concept, you forget it. Someday, when I come again, we will sit together and practice eating prasada. We'll practice it. You just can't learn it by hearing it. You have to stay with me and together we will learn it. So the sattvic, forget the nutrition aspect. The calorie value of the food, you please learn it. Don't eat whatever you are eating just because it is palatable. You eat what is palatable to you. I am not saying you don't eat it. But what I am telling you is, you eat it knowing well the nutrition and the calorie value of it. Am I clear about it? So next time, another homework. Luckily, you will not have a class after 4 o'clock. If not, the homework will increase. In my website, there is a website link known as Sanjeevani. There you will get all these details. Or you can contact any nutrition expert. You will learn all these things. But from today, when you are eating anything, when you are drinking anything, you should know the calorie value and the nutrition value. That is what is meant by that. And then, missionrk.com, there is a button there. Because all these, and I think even this lecture will be included there in that mission, is it not? So those who have not heard it, you can suggest and go to that website and hear it again. And most important thing, you should drink water. Yeah? 3 liters packed water. Every day you should drink 3 liters of water. Not more than that and not less than that. Because the biochemistry says that we need at least 2.5 liters of water for the biochemical reactions that go into our body. And we become diseased because we are not giving the proper amount of water. And 1/2 liter more for some water being spilled out. So 3 liters of water every day you should drink. She is already practicing it. And not now, she is there. You got the result of what she said because of drinking water. The vital body and the water are very intimately linked. Very intimately linked. So 3 liters of water and deep breathing in open air, the belly breathing and the loma viloma pranayama, it is also known as Nadi Shodhana pranayama, and worry free night rest. Night rest means a good sleep. And you remember, the problems of obesity and all these 3 so-called incurable diseases, you can just maintain them. The BP, the sugar and the cancer can be cured if you sleep properly. And I am giving this on the authority of Charaka, the Ayurveda expert. So you learn how to sleep. Many of us don't know how to sleep. You think you know how to sleep. No, you know how to become unconscious. And unconsciousness is not sleeping. Because sleep, according to yoga, is the karana sharira, the cause of all these activities. And now, there are 5 points for mental health. And all this, when you are lighting that fire, you should remember these things. That's why I have given you as a point. So whenever you light it, if you can't remember, just see it and read it. And all this will come to your mind. But you have to live like that. Reading that drink 3 liters of water is not enough. You have to drink 3 liters. Put it in. Sir, what is the next point for mental health? An attitude of a player. And do you know what is an attitude of player is? To stick to the rules. You cannot play a game if you don't follow the rules. And we are not alive because we don't know the rules of living. The laws of living. So if you learn, you can say along with God, that all this is the Leela Divine, the play of the Divine. And when you say the play of the Divine, you should know the laws and practice it. If you don't practice the laws, the game has lost its beauty. And if you don't know the laws, you can't understand the game. Once I couldn't understand the game tennis, but I always used to hear that word love. And but somebody explained it to me and now I relish the game. So why couldn't relish the game? Because I don't know the game. And that is why we are not enjoying life, because we don't know the laws of living. And with all these lectures, don't worry how to follow all these things. I have given you the daily routine from Atma Bodha to Tattva Bodha. You follow it, all these come automatically. And when you are lighting this, the 12 bricks are the symbolic of the 12 months of the, and these 12 months you should live like the 12 chapters of Bhagavata. So you should read Bhagavata now. Very good. Should I continue? I am increasing the homework. Homework to me. Okay. Well, I will take classes in Bhagavata. But before taking class, I will send you a questionnaire through website. And those who have answered it, you can answer it with anybody's help. And when you come to the class, also I will again question. Because maybe it is ditto, copy-paste. One man has answered and you just copy all this and put it in the website. So in the class also I will ask the question. Huh? The life of Lord Krishna, the 10th canto, is the secret of all the Bhagavata. The childhood, where he fasted the Rakshasas, single-handedly he changed facing the Rakshasas and killing them. Can you understand that miracle? You can do that if you do this. This is the instrument he has used. And this is the instrument about which I was telling about the Freemasonry Society, which existed 1000 years before Krishna. And I am just asking you to read a novel this time, The Da Vinci Code. Luckily, not the Bhagavata. But read it with this aspect. And now, the most difficult exercise. Keep always smiling. I know how difficult it is when somebody wants to take a photograph of me and say, Master Garu, you smile. I can't smile. And luckily for me, I am supposed to smile only when they take the photograph. And here, what does he say? I can understand the difficulty of it, but you have to do it. Keep always smiling. Smiling is a mental attitude. Smile away. Somebody was telling about Chandrababu Naidu's smile. He never knew how to smile until he went to that Mount Abu. What was that? Mount Abu? Brahmakumari. He learned smiling there. Even though we know that it is an artificial smile, it doesn't matter. Smile. Keep always smiling. Next, Shiva. Where is Shiva? Ha! Remember him. This is a shortcut. But the real Shiva is, you have to practice four controls. The Samaya Sayamana, the Indriya Sayamana, the Vak Sayamana, and the Ardha Sayamana. S-I-V-A. Shiva, that is what you mean. To them, and to you also, if you practice it. Samaya, Indriya, Vak, Ardha Sayamanas. You should be always thinking about it. And then, devotion to work. You want me to repeat it? Samaya Sayamana, S. I, Indriya Sayamana. V, Vak Sayamana. A, Ardha Sayamana. Ardha, money. Ardha Sayamana. And it may mean the meaning of the words also. You should have a control about the words you are using. Now, I have a grudge against my master, the guru whom I love and adore, Pandit Sri Ram Sharma Acharya. That is where all my search for understanding life got its end. But that doesn't mean that you should go and get your own. I am telling about what I experienced from him, but I have a grudge against him. Because in repentance, the first thing is you should be open the wrongs you have done. So openly I am telling, I have a grudge against my guru. He promised that he will take me to the Himalayas. He never took me to the Himalayas. But he also never went to the Himalayas after promising that to me. So I can't say I have a grudge, because if he goes to the Himalayas and if he has not taken me, but I have a grudge why he didn't go to the Himalayas. Well, okay, it is a personal equation, forget about it. But now, why I am remembering this is, when I say I am going to the Himalayas for doing tapasya, in one class I asked them, how many of you want to join? I am not asking here. Sir, please don't raise your hands. No, don't raise your hands. I am not asking here. So when I go to the Himalayas, how many of you are going to follow me? I am going there for tapasya. So a few people raised their hands. Okay, I said, come with me. I am not like my guru. I will take you. But what I asked them is, I am going for tapasya. What are you coming for? They said, we will also do tapasya. Then I asked them, you tell me what kind of tapasya you are going to do. SIVA, if you have, ditto, but you should know what tapasya I am going to do. I will sit quietly. You don't know what is happening in my mind. You can imitate me externally. But this is tapasya. The samaya sayamana, indriya sayamana, vak sayamana and ardha sayamana is the crux of austerity. You may do a very great tapasya, but the real tapasya, when you start doing it, you will understand the problems. That is why I remembered this tapasya. The real tapasya is the control of these four. Time control. And you should be scrupulously punctual, just like the sun. You can calculate now itself at what time he is going to rise after 3,000 years, is it not? And you be sure that he will rise at that time. And we have a timetable. In Guntur I had this problem. Some Naxalites started doing that, ransacking the station and the office of the station master, because the train didn't come at time, because it was late as usual. Then when that group of students came to me, I said, okay, the train didn't come on time. But how did you know that it didn't come on time? Because of the timetable. Is it not? So the timetable has done its work. Are you going to follow the timetable like that? So samaya sayamana is the most important thing of all these things. Ardha sayamana, automatically you will have to follow. You can spend only when you have it. Food sayamana, if you are sincere enough, your stomach will tell, stop. But sayam sayamana is very important. And then last, utsaha and santosha. Whatever may be the result that is happening, you should have utsaha and santosha. Similarly, you go on for the list and read it when you are lighting the lamp. Now you understand why this Bali Vaishya is very important? Because you get a guideline, simple sentences, all this you can read in 2 minutes. And see whether you are following it or not. That is Bali Vaishya Yajna. And then what I have asked you, if you can gather 1,000 people in Bangalore, who can do one mala of Gayatri daily? And I am sure that already in Bangalore there must be people who will be doing Gayatri more than that every day already. We'll have to just rope them in. Those who are doing it, we'll ask them, you please do this japa what you are already doing with one particular vinyoga added to it, that this mantra japa I am giving it to the Ashwamedha Yajna. They are doing it already. Maybe some people are doing that Sandhyavandan. And when they are doing that Sanyavandan already, they must be doing Gayatri. So what you are supposed to ask? Nothing extra. Anyway, they have the lip service saying that this is offered to Keshava. So one more lip service. What is it? This for at least 1 year, I will give this mantra japa to the Ashwamedha. And if you can get completely new people, it's okay. But one mala of Gayatri takes about 5 or 6 minutes. So if 1,000 people can do one mala of Gayatri, that is 1 lakh. If you do it for 24 days, 24 lakhs. And after that 1 day, if you can join together, you can have 108 kundi yajna, or a 24 kundi yajna, or a 5 kundi yajna. But if you can't gather together, at the same time, at your homes, you can be linked up with mobiles, start the yajna at the same time. Got the point? For 12 months, you just do that. Can't you give even this much time for the society and the world? That's what you have to insist. And when you go to the public, you will know that nobody is hearing you. Don't worry. You go on telling. When you ignore the sun and he has the audacity to come every day, you never thank him. Did you ever thank sun? You blame him in the summer. Probably not here in Bangalore, but in Guntur we know the problems we face in the summer. So he is so regular, even though we don't care for him and blame him, we as a group, if you can rope in 1,000 people, doing one mala of Gayatri every day, and if for 12 months you can do it, see what happens in Karnataka. In Karnataka. And not only in Bangalore, you can ask your relatives wherever they are in the world. When I say 1,000, don't stick to the number 1,000. If it goes to 10,000, welcome. 24 lakhs is the minimum. So this yajna which we are doing together before Ashwamedha yajna is known as Mahayajna. Yajna? Mahayajna. And now in Ashwamedha yajna, what is going to happen? You are doing this Gayatri regularly and you are following these concepts. Then what happens? The atmosphere and environment changes. The entire concept of Ashwamedha Yajna is a change in the atmosphere and in the environment. And you remember, environment is more important than atmosphere. Do you understand the difference between these two? An atmosphere is something physical. The gases, the physical atmosphere, Vayu Mandala. You understand now what is atmosphere? But environment is not only atmosphere, but the thoughts which provoke the atmosphere. So when you do these things, three things happen. You read what I have written in this, three things happen. One is known as understanding the Paraprakriti. You will learn it in these 12 months. You will understand Paraprakriti. And what is Paraprakriti? The energy which controls Prakriti. Thoughts, desires, actions is your prakriti. Five minutes more, don't worry, I am conscious of the time. So what happens? You understand para prakriti, the power which controls nature, the power which makes a hydrogen behave like an hydrogen, a calcium atom to behave like a calcium atom. You understand what prakriti is? You will understand that, the power which controls it. It is known as the para prakriti avagahana. Have I given it? Atmosphere and environment. Page 39. You have point 5. Para prakriti avagahana. Everyone got it? Page 39. Para prakriti avagahana. You get. That is what Ashwamedha Yajna is going to result in. So what you are doing? You are trying to jump over Narasimha in the higher planes, that is, what consciousness? The Buddha and the Christ consciousness together. That is what is going to happen, you will understand it. That is why I have used the word understanding para prakriti. And then what happens? Saura Shakti Sandohana. The sixth one. So when I say Saurasakti Sandohana, what does it mean? The rays are falling, but along with the rays, the physical light rays, L-I-G-H-T, light, prakasha. And all of you know that light rays are another aspect of electromagnetic rays. And along with these electromagnetic rays, two more things come from the rays of the sun, the Pranashakti and the Kundalini Shakti. You milk them. And all is done automatically by lighting these five lamps, understanding the five processes, different processes, what I have given in Bali Vaishya every day. And once in a month, all of you doing together the Mahayajna. What you are doing? The Prana Shakti and the Kundalini Shakti is milked. It happens by itself. When you put the switch on, you need not have to run with the electricity for the light to. It automatically happens. The flow of electrons automatically happens. So when you do this yajna, automatically you are linked with the prana shakti and the kundalini shakti. So do this yajna every day. You have to do it. You have to put the switch on. You just can't say, I will switch. Everything will come. That is another nonsense which is being propagated as spiritualism. No energy can come to you on the physical plane without a physical medium. You should be very clear about it. In many groups, I am very angry with those groups because they are misleading the people. That is one of my missions. I am not going to go to them and say that you are wrong. It is their choice. But when you come to me, we should understand the actual facts. So until you have a 12 brick yajna kunda with 5 lights and 5 incense sticks, they are symbolism of all these 5 which you have read in the Bali Vaishya. They are symbolic of it. So when you use it, you remember them and put them into practice. That is the daily yajna you do, the Bali Vaishya. And then you do the Mahayajna. 24 lakhs of Gayatri Mantra or more than that. And if you, all of you, the out of those 1000 people, even if 100 can come together to a place, and together you can do a 24 Kundi Yajna. Like this. Just light them, but there will be 24. I am not saying you pour the ghee and this and that, because the space is the problem. But if this is that, in any terrace also you can do that. But the same results will come. Don't say that in the olden days the radio was so big. You have a small pocket radio now, and the same songs you can hear, and probably more songs. What is that you have? iPod. How many songs you can hear? Thousands. Huh? Okay. You understand what I'm telling? So you pour ghee and then that samidhas and then that smoke and your eyes watering. It has its own value. I am not saying it doesn't have it. But you can save it for the ashwamedha. So if you can have 24 kundis like that, and those who have done that 24 lakhs every month, you have to finish it and come together and do it, you will have wonderful results. Wonderful results. What? These results. Understanding Paraprakriti and milking Saura Shakti. Already light is coming. We are utilizing it, the electromagnetic waves. The scientists have become experts in it. But what more do you get? The Prana Shakti and the Kundalini Shakti. For 12 months if you can do it. And then you do the Ashwamedha Yajna, you see the changes that will come in that state where this Yajna is performed. This is a Rashtriya Yajna, they call it. It changes the atmosphere. And the last one is what is known as the Kundalini Alodana, that is what is point 7. Understanding Paraprakriti, Saura Shakti Sandohana and Kundalini Alodana. So this is the benefits we are going to get by Ashwamedha Yajna. And we prepare the Ashwamedha Yajna by doing everyday Gayatri Mantra, practicing this Bali Vaishya every day, and never miss it, please. Never miss it. You never skip a meal, is it not? And every time when you try to skip a meal, you eat more than what you eat in a meal in another way, in the shape of a fruit or tiffin. So don't skip this. Right? So that is Ashwamedha Yajna, where the horse, what is a horse? It is a symbol of energy. Even now, when science has grown so much, the power of an engine is even now measured in horsepower. Even now. So what is it that we are sacrificing? The energy of the mind, the haya, griva. The energy of the mind has now run rampant. That must be killed, not the horse. We are not killing the horse. We are killing the negative energies, and when those negative energies are offered through Gayatri Mantra, that is the real Ashwamedha Yajna, or you can say the Manomedha, where the mind is offered so that the super mind may come. Jai Gurudev.